Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brandt moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Brown and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to third. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. McGraw scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scourin moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox won. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles won, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards the mound. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Berry scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Weiss scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adair fields it and throws to first for 1. The throw to second, and they've got Berry trapped. There's the throw back to Adair who tags Berry for the double play. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Orsino pinch hits for John Miller. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harvey Haddix's now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater pinch hits for Tommy John. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with a dare covering, for the out. Weiss moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Martin steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Martin moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Paul Blair. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.